Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, let me thank Mr. S.L. Narasimhan of Ganapriya Foundation and Brihadwani for giving me this opportunity to present before you this program of Padams and Javalis. Next, I would like to introduce the artists on the stage. Violin, Usha Rajagopalan. Mridangam, Omayalpuram Mali. And my students and disciples who are now learning from me. This is Shankari, Janani, Vasumati, Roja Kannan, renowned dancer, Anuradha, and Sharanya. She's also a dancer. So this is our first stage appearance, you know, after we have been together for some time, for some months. They evinced an interest to learn Padams and Javalis, and Mr. Narasimhan said we could have this program, and that's why we are here today. At this juncture, I would like to dedicate this program to my guru, Srimati T. Brinda, who taught me all these Padams and Javalis, very rare compositions, and I'm deeply indebted to her. I see in the audience the Secretary of the Academy, Dr. Malathi Rangaswamy, Jayalakshmi Santhanam. I'm very happy they are here. I shall begin the program now. A few words about Padams and Javalis. There are some features in Padams and Javalis which distinguish it from other compositions. And I'd like to read out some of them. You find that Padams are usually composed in Rakti Ragams. They could be well-known ragas like Kambodi, Todi, Kalyani, and so on. Or they could be in Apurva ragas like Ghanta, Ahiri. This is one feature. They are Rakti ragas. They are known for being in the slow tempo. That is the next feature. And they are in talas like Misra Chapu, Tripada Talam, and Rupakam. Not much in Adi Talam. And so that lends itself for the composition to be slow-paced. Shringara is the main rasa in Padams and Javalis. In Madhura Bhakti, the three persons, Nayaka, Nayaki, and the Sakhi, correspond to the Paramatma, Jivatma, and the Guru, who unites the Jivatma with the Paramatma. These dual aspects of Shringara are compatible, are portrayed by Padams, the yearning of an individual soul for the Supreme Soul, and the desire of a Nayika for her lover. There is one more feature which I can talk to you, and that is that the modulations and sharp contrasts of straight notes and oscillations there are in Padams. You would find that there are long gaps in the words of the padam. This is possibly to give room for expression of the raga to its fullest extent. As we go along, I would be doing some Telugu padams, Tamil padams, as well as Javalis. And you will notice that the words are very long drawn out to give expression to the raga. Javalis are also composed in Shringara Rasa. They are sung in a quicker tempo and they are very lilting. Mostly composed in Rakti Ragas also, but ragas like Bilahari, Kalyani, Purvi Kalyani, Paras, and so on. Both Padams and Javalis are used in the dance repertoire as they are very, very apt for doing Abhinaya. We would like to begin the program with an invocation to Goddess Saraswati. This is not a padam, but a kriti by Muthuswami Dikshitar. Veena Pustaka Dharini, This is quite a unique composition in the family of Veena Dhanamal. Dhanamal was my guru's grandmother, Brindamma's grandmother. So we will begin with the Kriti, Veena Pasukadharini, in Raga Vegavahini, set to Mr. Jhampatalam, Muthuswami Dikshitar.